In my bulletin article last week, I mentioned the assignment of a new deacon in our parish, Deacon Bob Wingenbach. He is with me at all the masses this weekend. I would like to welcome him and his wife, Deb. Welcome to Corpus Christi. Bob and Deb, you'll love it here. It's a great parish. This is, in fact, my favorite parish in Bismarck, actually. And I'm grateful to Bishop Kagan for your assignment here. You've been ordained for about 10 years, so you're just getting going. And welcome to the team. We got a good team here at Corpus Christi. I'm proud to be a part of the team here, and I'm honored to lead it. And I know you will enjoy all of it. So welcome to you. They come to us from St. Joseph's Church in Mandan. To orient ourselves with the scripture we're listening to, in Mark chapter 6. Last week, the gospel began with Jesus going to his native place. And it was at his native place, in Nazareth, where he was rejected by his own people. And it was so bad there that our Lord was amazed. He was amazed at their lack of faith. And because of that, he couldn't work many miracles there because the people are incapable of experiencing it without faith. Imagine coming back to your hometown and you are utterly rejected. Next week, the gospel will begin by Jesus gathering his disciples, and they will report their work to him. So this Sunday sets the stage for next Sunday. Our gospel began today with Jesus summoning the 12. We keep hearing that again and again in Mark. He loves that term, the 12, the 12, the 12. It's symbolic of the church for him. So he summons them, and then he sends them out two by two. To send out two by two is required according to the Mosaic law in Deuteronomy. Two are required to authenticate any work. So he's got that covered. But a buddy system is also practical. They can help each other, perhaps cover more territory. So they are sent, and now they are apostles. That's what the word apostle means, one who is sent. And imagine how they had to trust. He gives them authority to preach in his name, to drive out evil, and to cure sick people. The Bible tells us that they were cured with oil, which is where we get our sacrament of anointing in our Catholic faith. So we get a sense now, as we work our way through Mark chapter 6, the mission of Jesus is expanding. And he gives them specific directives of how to expand it. And it all has to do with increasing their trust. They can carry a staff, which is a symbol of their authority, but it's also a tool, maybe a weapon. They can carry a tunic and sandals, no food. They have to rely on the hospitality of people to eat. But the greatest aspect of this sending gospel is chapter 6, verse 11. verse 11 right there. This is always relevant for us. Jesus said, whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them. You see, Jesus is preparing the 12 for what will inevitably happen to them. He doesn't want them to waste their time with people who will not listen to them. He doesn't want them to waste their time in a situation where there's no catharsis. Maybe many of us here are in a situation where there's no catharsis, and we stick to it, and in the end, we're just wasting our time. Jesus wants them to leave, to move on. He doesn't want them to be disappointed because the resources of God are plentiful. But our Lord does not want them to be responsible for the results. They are responsible for the effort. They just have to do the work, and God's will bring the result as he sees fit. So Jesus is preparing them for what we need to be prepared for in our faith life. Inevitably, we will face rejection. Inevitably, in our lives, we will face failure, regrets, hurts, bad days. Jesus doesn't want the 12 to linger in that because it will stifle their work. It will take their joy. It's not the will of God. He wants them to be resilient. They need to continually begin anew, like we must. But sometimes we don't want to do it because we kind of hold on to that issue as kind of a bitter protest, because that's at least something we can control, to hang on to that. But our Lord wants to take it so that we can do his work better. A couple weeks ago, I mentioned that the human soul only has so much capacity. I said it's virtually impossible for the soul to have both worry and faith in Jesus, or to have fear and faith. That's why Jesus continually said, "Do not fear, do not fear." There's only so much room in the soul. Today I'm here to tell you that There's not enough room in our soul to carry failure and faith, or regret and faith. And our Lord wants us to have that pushed out. Our Lord wants us to be separated from that. The ritual he outlined for the 12 was the ritual of the Jews at the time, to shake the dust from their feet. When Jews went to a Gentile town, when they left that non-Jewish town, they shook the dust from their feet so that they would be separated from those Gentile ways and customs. Our ritual to shake off what we don't need to carry in our soul is right here, the Mass, the Word of God that lives, the Holy Eucharist, the true and real presence. When we come to this Mass, our Lord wants the best for us, and we sometimes need to just pray, Lord, push out that failure I'm carrying, or that regret I'm carrying. Push out anything that is not of you. And Lord, increase in me. That's that prayer of John the Baptist. When I think about this gospel of the sending, this is always what is important for me and for us. My mother always said to us as kids. It was always after she had heard enough. She'd tell us, just move on. And after 30 years, it kind of started to stick with me. What do we need to leave? What do we need to move on from? What do we need to push out of our soul to recapture that joy that our Lord wants us? Let's not be responsible for the result. Let's just be responsible for the effort. Do our work, and it'll happen according to our Lord's time. Amen.